Welcome back to the Anomalous Media Podcast, a show where we talk about the trends, phenomenons, and anomalies throughout film, media, and business, as well as episodes on self-improvement, self-help, and a variety of topics. Stay tuned. I am telling you, I really think if Logan Paul, and a lot of people say, oh, all the fighters just wanted one lucky punch. See, there's just something like, and I think, don't get me wrong, I think Floyd is definitely a way better boxer. He's one of the best boxers of all time. However, there's just something about how the Paul brothers defy odds, and like how, like, if you look at the past, if you look at 2020 alone, nothing's impossible. Like, there should be no reason, like, we should look back, like, at this year of 2020 and be like, oh, Logan beating Mayweather is impossible. First of all, if he does, the internet is breaking. We're in a simulation. Bro, like, I don't know. That would cause so much disruption in the sports. Like, not even just boxing. The sports industry as, like, a whole would be, like, flipped upside down if that were to happen. And for some reason, I just think this. Logan's going to knock him down. I don't know why I think this, but just hear me out. Logan is going to knock him down once, at least once. And because he knocked him down at least once, he will break history. Name a person who actually knocked Floyd, like, on his, like, name someone who actually knocked him down instead of, like, not a technical knockdown. Like, I'm talking, I'm telling you, I think Logan is going to get that one good hit in and it's going to knock him down. I'm not saying that he's going to win, but I just have a feeling Logan's going to get a good opportunity. And I think Logan's going to be a little more wild too, because Floyd's not a knockout puncher. KSI, I believe, hits harder than Floyd, but Floyd's just a better, he's just a better technical boxer. But I'm telling you, man, I just have a weird feeling that Logan is, like, he's going to do something. And I'm telling you, even if he doesn't win, his respect level, like, his level of, like, respect from others is going to go through the roof. Like, this dude, because if you literally look at, like, the past year and the past, like, the mere fact that he was able to come back from, like, make a great comeback from what happened in Japan, literally someone's career would be done after that, after an incident like that, especially in an international, like, territory, and then you're like disrespecting this and then their culture and disrespecting that, and you know, I'm telling you, I really do, and I say this without proof, but you will see, Logan, I feel like, is going to shock everybody on June 6th. Part of me actually wanted to go to the fight, but I'm like, nah, I'll just get the pay-per-view. But, oh man, that is going to be interesting, man. They say there's no hype for it, but I'm telling you, thanks to the press conference, there's hype for it. Or at least there's hype for Jake versus Floyd now. And honestly, after it, let's say he beats him, like, retired Logan, just stick to crypto. Because at that point, who else do you fight, but what? You're gonna go from fighting Floyd to Dylan Danis or something? Like, no, that's losing money. You might as well just go on stuff on Clubhouse for crypto. I really don't know what you do after that. Because let's be honest, like, who's going to sell more pay-per-views than Floyd and Logan combined? Like, I have a feeling that's going to do over 2 million pay-per-view buys. I have a feeling it's definitely going to be top 20 at least. Yeah, I think that, yeah, I think it's going to top like 2 million pay-per-view buys, pay-per-view buys. Mainly because more people know who Floyd Mayweather is than people did who Ben Askren was. Even though Ben Askren was promoting the fight more than, no offense, Nate Robinson was. But, you know, I do think that Logan's following and Floyd's following and fans, I have a feeling it's going to be 2 million plus pay-per-view buys. And like the Paul brothers said, they're going to be breaking history because of that. Like, you could hate them all you want, but you got to admit, it is inspiring that they came from Ohio and they found a free app, used it as leverage to get to YouTube, used YouTube as leverage to get into business, used business as leverage to get into the entertainment business as a whole, and like different avenues, and be an investor in this, an investor in that, and entrepreneurial with this, entrepreneurial with that. Now they're in sports. Now both of them are likely to be on the top 10, like in the top 10 highest pay-per-view bouts in boxing. Like, that's just so inspiring though. Like, you can hate them all you want, but like, look past the personalities that they play on camera, and then just think about like the things that they're doing and how it's like, it just shows you, it's like, you hard work beats talent. So yeah, man, it's this is gonna be, I think regardless whether Logan wins or loses, this is gonna be an interesting fight, especially because now it's personal on both sides. So at first they were just gonna do it for entertainment, but it looks like now they both actually have like some beef. But anyway, be sure to have post notifications on. If you like this podcast, please make sure you share it. Make sure you subscribe and become an anomaly. Thank you for listening. Take care.